Welcome to the Ritz Tower at 465 Park Avenue. Designed by renowned architects Emery Roth and Thomas Hastings as an apartment hotel, the Ritz Tower was able to be constructed at a greater height than was usually permitted at the time. Upon its completion in 1926, this Beaux-Arts style building was the tallest residential building in New York City, at 541 feet with 41 stories. It was designated a New York City landmark in 2002. The developer, Arthur Brisbane, was a prominent columnist at the time for Hearst Communications and a personal friend of publisher William Randolph Hearst. Brisbane developed several buildings in the early 1900s. Inspired by Hearst, the two even developed several projects together, but only Brisbane was involved in the development of the Ritz Tower. Brisbane began acquiring the land in March of 1920. Between 1920 and 1924, he was able to acquire seven buildings on East 57th Street. However, he was not able to purchase the corner lot on 57th and Park, and was only able to lease it. As you can see, this did influence the building's design. The fourth floor setback is only on the Park Avenue side, where they were leasing the land. This was done so that if needed, it could be separated from the rest of the building. In 1924, Brisbane hired architect Emery Roth to design the apartment hotel for the site. To qualify as an apartment hotel, the units were not allowed to have kitchens. However, the units did include pantries, which led to some debate by city officials on whether or not the building was legal. At the time, restrictions required that new residential apartment buildings not be taller than 150% of the width of the adjacent street. The original plans published by Emery Roth in September of 1924 were only for a 30-story building. In January 1925, the Ritz-Carlton Company signed a 21-year, $10 million operating lease and formed the Ritz Tower Corporation, a subsidiary to manage the building under the name Ritz Tower. By 1926, the plans had changed and the building would now be the equivalent of 42 stories. In May of 1926, it was reported that the nearly completed building cost was projected to be between $5 and $6 million without furnishings. Some of Roth's other works include the Saxony, 1000 Park Ave, 570 Park Ave, 930 Fifth Ave, the San Romeo, Hotel St. Moritz, and the Normandy. Thomas Hastings of Carrier and Hastings was brought on during the project to work with Roth. His firm was known to be one of the outstanding American Beaux-Arts architecture firms in New York City, operating from 1885 until 1929. Some of their famous designs included the New York Public Library main branch, Lunt Fontaine Theater, the Frick, Arlington Memorial Amphitheater, Standard Oil Building, and the Grand Armory Plaza. The design of the building's base was influenced mostly by Hastings' involvement, while Roth was more responsible for the upper stories. The first three stories of the building use rusticated blocks of limestone. The rest of the building uses tan brick with Italian Renaissance-style terracotta ornament and articulation on all four sides. The ornament is largely clustered around the base, setbacks, and top of the building. The setbacks, made to conform to the 1916 zoning resolution, contain finials and obelisks, which serve to soften their perceived sharpness. The setbacks are on the 4th, 19th, 21st, 25th, and 33rd floors. There is also a pyramidal hip roof topped by an obelisk above the 40th floor. The 18th floor has double height and, along with the 19th floor, served as a duplex for Brisbane. The building had 3 elevators, 2 for hotel tenants, and the 3rd a private elevator for Brisbane. The ground floor contained the elevator hall, main entrances, stores, a residence-only restaurant and tea room, and a banking office. The main hallway was designed as a Roman promenade and led from the entrance to the dining room and tea room. The floor was travertine stone, while the ceiling featured colorful groin arches with large bronze lanterns. Murals and tapestries adorn the ceilings and walls of the main public rooms. In January of 1928, Brisbane was unable to manage the building's mortgage and loan payments and sold the building to Hearst. In April of 1938, Hearst forfeited the building after failing to make payments on the mortgage loan. Operations passed to a trustee, and bondholders took ownership. In 1955, the building converted into a co-op, and the interiors were redecorated by Dorothy Draper. The lobby was redesigned with mixed Chinese and French motifs. In 1956, the units were sold at prices ranging from $7,200 for a single room to $43,200 for 5 rooms. Le Pavilion, one of the first authentic French restaurants in the U.S., relocated to the Ritz Tower in 1957 and operated there until 1972. In 1975, that space was taken over by the First Women's Bank, the first bank in the U.S. to be operated by women for women. By the 1980s, the units were selling from $17,000 to $20,000 for a studio apartment to $100,000 for a penthouse, and at that time, it was described by architectural critic and journalist Paul Goldberger as the ideal pied-à-terre building in New York. Over the years, the Ritz Tower has been home to some famous faces. After Hearst bought the building, he moved in with actress Marion Davies and lived there until he lost his ownership of the building. Other famous residents included Arthur G. Hoffman, vice president of the Great Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company, and Edward E. Spafford, the national commander of the American Legion, actress Greta Garbo, music producer Clive Davis, radio comedian Goodman Ace, English author Eleanor Glynn, TV producer Norman Lear, and playwright Neil Simon.